We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive, and a big day, couple of days of transactions for the Bills, including the re-signing of a player who began his NFL career right here in Buffalo. Safety Jim Leonard is on the line with us right now. Jim, welcome back to Buffalo. Thanks for coming on the radio show with us tonight.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on.
You know, I always tell people one of my fondest memories of all the years I've been around this team, in your rookie year, 2005, I think it was your rookie year, the Bills went up and practiced in Green Bay with the Packers, right? That was your rookie year, right?
Yes, it was.
And here's what got me. And the Bills had some stars, some pretty big names on that team, but there was no bigger fan attraction watching those summer camp workouts at the Bills and Packers than you. Those Wisconsin fans loved Jim Leonard. I always remember that 8 years later, how much they just kind of adopted you. You're the native son who came back, and they really went crazy about you that week. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember. It was a lot of fun. I definitely have a lot of fans back in Wisconsin, and they definitely came out in full force, even though it was just a practice and a scrimmage. There was a lot of fans there. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's still the only time I've played in Lambeau, so
really?
kind of crazy.
Wow, after all those years, you're a native of Wisconsin. Obviously, you played for the Badgers, and that's the only time that No, there wasn't even a preseason game. It was like it was their practice, right? Or was it a preseason?
Yeah, it was just a couple practices. We ended up, the one night it was kind of a scrimmage in Lambeau. And it was sold out for just a little scrimmage.
Yeah, it was like their family night or something they had there at Lambeau.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It wasn't even a preseason game. That's amazing. I wonder if you go back to that year, that summer, Jim, and, you know, coming into the Bills as an undrafted free agent, what did you think your chances were of sticking on the roster when you came to camp that year, 2005?
I had a lot of confidence. I felt I could play at this level, and got into camp, and OTAs went well, and getting into the fall camp, I thought I had a decent chance of making it. Obviously, not really knowing the process or how hard it was. Maybe it was a little overconfident, but it ended up working out. Enjoyed my 3 years here in Buffalo, and to have an opportunity to come back 6 years later, it was kind of crazy. Didn't necessarily think that would happen, and I'm looking forward to this opportunity, and to get to play New England right out the box, there's no better way to start, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the way to start up here, that's for sure. 05 through 07, so your head coach is here. I'm trying to think. You had Dick Duron at the tail end of it and Mike Mularkey when you first got here, right, for those 3 years?
Yes.
And what do you recall about those Bills teams? What were some of your favorite moments during those 3 years, the first 3 years you spent with the Bills?
I think the first thing that stuck out to me was just how close those teams really were, and how much they want to win. I mean, obviously there's been some rough times up here and not winning nearly as much as all the players and the fans would like, but just how close those teams were and how bad they really want it. And you could sense that just the little bit that I've been up here. They had to kind of a captain's dinner last night, and you could just tell that feeling is still there. Guys want to win. Fred Jackson gets up. He's one of the two guys that was on the team when I was here in 07, and to hear him get up and Kyle Williams get up and talk, they want to do special things, and it gets you excited to go into a season back up here in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a little different here, isn't it? I mean, because of the small town nature, because of the sort of the fans' passion for the team, does it feel a little different here than? I mean, you were in some good places, obviously Baltimore and the Jets and Denver, but does it feel a little bit different here in small Buffalo, New York?
It definitely does. You obviously have that small town feel a little bit more than some places. I've been very fortunate to be a part of some really good organizations since I've left, but I've always enjoyed my time here. I'm excited to come back. Just they're true diehard fans, and you always love it as a player. Just knowing all, you just got to go out there and perform. You go out there and produce and get some wins, and the fans are going to be right there with you, and even more excited than you are.
We're on the line with Jim Leonard, the safety, who is back with the Buffalo Bills after spending training camp with the New Orleans Saints this past summer and just released the other day. Jim, tell me about camp with the Saints, how you felt that was going for you.
I thought it was going well. There's a ton of depth. 7 of the 8 safeties they had in camp had been on NFL rosters. So I knew I wasn't kidding myself, you know, from the get-go. But I was kind of an insurance policy in my mind. A new defensive coordinator that had some familiarity with me. So they brought me in, and they had some young guys that I think they wanted to make sure were what they thought they were, and they are. They had some great players down there, some good friends, and you know, obviously it didn't end the way I'd like, but you know, to have an opportunity to come up here, I'm excited about it. Definitely in great shape after going through a training camp down in New Orleans. It's hot. This is as cool of weather as I've felt in a month and a half. So I'm also excited to get out of that humidity.
Yeah, you spent last year with the Denver Broncos, and although you didn't start, it had to feel pretty good to play on a pretty good team, a playoff team, and contribute to what the Broncos had going on last year.
It was a lot of fun last year. Anytime you string 11 wins together, you're kind of in a low stress environment, and yeah. You know, everything's going your way. Unfortunately, it didn't end the way we wanted it to, but I learned a lot. You know, some great teammates out there. We were a good football team. That was probably, if not the best team I had been on, you know, right up there with them. And, you know, it definitely hurt not to finish the job and get it done in the playoffs. But, you know, it was a great year, and, you know, I had a lot of fun, you know, with that organization.
And then, of course, before that, 3 years with the New York Jets, and obviously you must have enjoyed playing for Coach Rex Ryan with the New York Jets, but if you look back on those Jets years, Jim, boy, injuries just sort of dog you. You lost significant portions of almost, well, at least 1 year and a little bit of the other with some pretty serious injuries with the Jets, huh?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to be a part of that organization, especially when I was there.
Yeah,
you know, it was a lot of new energy, just as it is this year up in Buffalo. You know, Rex Ryan came in, and obviously very brash, very confident coach, and kind of changed the culture in New York for a couple of years. And to get the 2 AFC championships, it went really well, you know, individually and as a team. Yeah, unfortunately, just kind of caught the injury bug a little bit. Had a freak kind of accident that happened in practice, and ended up you know, missing the end of one season, and then you know, I had a knee that had bugged me kind of since high school, to be honest, that finally decided it was time. But you know, last year was perfect for me, being able to play all year and not necessarily play as many snaps as I had over that, you know, 4 or 5 year period. Was able to really get healthy, and coming off a great offseason, you know, never really felt better in the NFL. So I'm looking forward to getting back on the field and seeing what we can do this year.
That's good to hear. Tell me about your relationship with Coach Patton, Mike Patton, the defense coordinator here in Buffalo now, Jim.
I've been with Coach Patton since my time in Baltimore in 08. He was in New York with us as well, and as a coordinator for a couple of years. And yeah, I love that system. I love him as a coach. Got a lot of confidence in, you know, his teaching ability, you know, and on top of his ability to call a football game. So, you know, when him and Coach O'Neill, who's one of the linebackers coach, he was my safeties coach in New York, you know, you get a call from those two, and they're excited trying to get you in. Definitely brought a smile to my face, and you know, up to the challenge of coming in here and trying to help out in whatever way, you know, not really know what my role is going to be at this point. I'm just excited to be on a team and be up here in Buffalo and try to get some wins.
The Bills almost got you back a year ago, right, Jim? I recall seeing you on the sidelines at St. John Fisher at training camp before you signed with the Denver Broncos. Were you close to signing with Buffalo? Did you want to sign with Buffalo a year ago?
I was very close to signing Buffalo. It was really down to those two teams, and you know, I ended up deciding to go to Denver. I told somebody yesterday, we were working on the details. It just took a little year to get it worked out.
Yeah, I wonder your familiarity with Mike Patton, with Coach O'Neill, and with this defense in general. Are you in a position where they could just plug you in and you could play right away against New England? Do you have? I mean, is the terminology that different? Are there any wrinkles that you know you weren't accustomed to since the last time you played for these guys?
I think that's the plan, is to try to get in and play this week. I've been in there ever since I got in yesterday, and and literally just walked back in the hotel here a couple minutes ago. Been over at the facility just grinding away. The majority of it, I'll say 80%, is kind of things that I've done in the past with them. Maybe terminology is different, but so I feel like for the most part I'll be able to step in and contribute and not have any issues as far as the communication goes. It's just learning your teammates. You know, as a safety, you gotta know the guys around you, the linebackers and the DBs, and gonna try to get as comfortable as possible and get them as comfortable with me as possible here in a short amount of time. And you know, it's obviously up to the coaching staff at that point in which direction they're going
to
go.
Yeah. Well, I think no one has to tell you how important the Patriots game is to the Bills and their fans. I was just, when you look over your resume, 3 years before with the Bills, 3 years with the Jets, even the Ravens and the Broncos have gone at it with the New England Patriots over the years. You can appreciate what this game means, right?
Absolutely. I think like you said, I've been in this division. This will be seven out of 9 years, so obviously know all about them. And I know we played them last year, and I can't remember. I don't think we played them when I was in Baltimore. So, you know, eight out of 9 seasons I've played the Patriots, and you know, I don't like them just as much as most of the fans up here don't like them, and mainly because I haven't had a ton of success against them. But you know, there was years where we at least split with them, beat them in the playoffs, and things like that. So I think we'll have a good plan going in, and I'm definitely ready to get back on that field and feel like I got something to prove.
It'll be great to have you back, Jim. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming on the show with us tonight.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Safety Jim Leonard back with the Buffalo Bills, and he'll be out on the practice field tomorrow. Jim on the line with us, the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Subway restaurants with a special offer for Bills fans. When the Bills score 20 points or more at home this season, visit BuffaloBills.com after all home games at Ralph Wilson Stadium for details. Subway, eat fresh. More to come, including your phone calls when we return. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.